Blog Talk Radio. Hello. Welcome to an awesome day in the Lord. I know I've been absent for a few weeks, and my sister, Minister Sheila, has been carrying on in my absence, and I appreciate her immensely because I know that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him and a rewarder of those of us who are willing to make him our first in everything that we do. So I thank you all for your prayers and support. And yes, I am still working those unpaid, no pay status, although I know the president said he's going to make sure we get paid, but I'm talking about a right now word, not a future pay. So, yes, I'm still working in that no pay status, but God is faithful. God is good. It was encouraging today before. I want to share this quick testimony with you before my sister Sheila prays for us. But I saw a young man who the people on his job, and it was two different men on different occasions, put finances and money together to get one transportation who had been walking to work for a long, long time, and then this other had saved up money, and it was stolen from them to buy transportation, and they did it. So I know the same guy that had the people's family members and coworkers come together to do things for them, I serve that same guy. And so I realized that if things were to be in a type of state, that God would have to put flyers into my life and my family's life and my friends' lives, that we serve that same God, that if he didn't have someone just bless us outright, he would touch the heart of many people and have them to do things for us to keep us going. And why do I say that? Because I heard on the radio they were putting together money and finances, and they were going out blessing the people impacted by the government shutdown. They were actually going to their houses and bringing them groceries and stuff. And all you had to do was put your name on the list and let them know that you were impacted by it. So if you watch 104, I think it's 0.7 or 0.1, whatever it is, where it's Erica Campbell's show and a couple other people, go ahead and listen, because they're going to do things to assist those of us that are impacted by the government shutdown. And so I thank God we're touching the hearts of strangers and loved ones to be their true brother's keepers. So, Minister Sheila, would you go ahead and begin with prayer for us and whatever the Lord has given you, and then I will begin with what he's given me for today.
Good morning. Norman, say thank you, dear God, for another day. I want to thank you for another day, as I call another birthday, another day of life with you, another day to be with you, to love you, to learn from you, and to worship you. I thank you, oh God, for this day, because I know if it wasn't for you, it would not be more me. There would be no you out there. No sisters, no brothers, no life. Without God, we would not be here on this earth to live, to breathe. Oh, God, I thank you. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I cannot never thank you enough. I thank you for waking us up this morning. I can't stop from thanking you for waking us up this morning, because I know it's only for you. By your grace, by your mercy, by your blessings that you have waken us up, given us another birthday, given us another day of life. I can't say it enough, and I can never say thank you enough. I can never praise your name enough. I can never just worship and praise and thank you enough. Lord, I thank you for looking over this world. I ask you to bless us all and to understand, and I ask you to have each one of us understand the other, that life is only here because of your mercy and your grace that you decided to give us another day of life, another birthday of life to understand and to learn and to worship you. I ask you to bless all the women, excuse me, all the men, all the children, every human being here on this earth to love, learn to love, and to learn of you, about you, and to worship you, and to understand life is no life without you. To understand you as the cause of another day of life. You are the cause of breath. You are a cause that we have another day of we have life. We have a body that you have blessed us with. Eyes to see, ears to hear, mouth to talk, hands to feel, fingers to touch, feet to walk, legs, a body that you have given us through birth that have grown into what we need to hope and pray is a mature man or woman. A mature man and woman just growing up from a baby, from a little boy or a little girl, of love and to understand. And I need you to ask each other to love each other and to love yourself and to take the hatred and the misunderstanding and the ugliness out of your life and to put it aside and to learn and to act. God send his angels to send someone to help you to understand what we're doing wrong, how to do right, how to get unto his blessings of love, of joy, and happiness. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall, Minister Brandon, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser White, myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser. I thank you for all my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my grandkids. I thank you for all this bloodline and spiritual line. Well, I ask you to bless this government. I thank you to bless each and every person I mention. I know, I don't know. Lord, this world needs your blessing. This world needs to learn to pay you some attention. This world needs to understand and learn how to pay you some attention, how to pray, how to ask you to lead us the way, how to ask you to show us how to go through our trials and tribulations, our sickness, our finance, our life. Lord, no matter what we're going through, we know that you are the one that can show us how to get through it, how to bless us, how to heal us, how to take us through it, show us how to do it, to remove all harm and danger. But we need you to help us to understand and to show us someone to learn, to help us learn how we need to come to you, how we need to pray. Lord, we need your help in this world today. The government is just doing things their way. Not to help the people, but just trying to help themselves that is witching. And the return, as Apostle Elect, so you say, is hurting the people because of things they want. That's really, it's not, I feel, if I'm wrong, please forgive me, it's the wrong way. You can't try to stop life. Maybe you need to understand life. Try to do other things in another situation that cannot hurt people just to try to do things your way. You need to do things the way that will help and protect and to serve the well-being, the life, and to show the love to the people of the world that is here and that they have trust and believed into you. To put you to where you are sitting, to put you in the seat, to put you in that department, to put you in that cabinet, put you in that place that now We need you to keep your word, to help and to control the world, to better and to help each other, not just self-esteem. Lord, we come to you and we ask you to help us, bless us, and keep us to understand. We need your knowledge. We need your teaching. We need your help, Lord. I know I need your help. I need your help through my pain, through my suffering, through my illness, through my heart, my mind, my body, and soul that is unto you and only to you. Lord, I need you. I'm not ashamed to say it. And I know a lot of people is like too ashamed or afraid or embarrassed to lift their hands up to you, to look up to you, to scream out your name, to ask you to help us and to show us the way. Lord, we need your help. I'm not going to never stop praying. Lord, help us to help ourselves. We need you, oh God, we need you. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I cannot thank you enough. For yet you've given me life. You've given life to my family, my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my son, my grandkids, my bloodline, my spiritual bloodline. My life is nothing without you. And we need your guardian angels to come down and to bless, to teach, to put more hope in our hearts, our minds, in our souls, to understand the teaching of greatness, of peace and love through you, for you, and about you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I ask each and every one of you to pray for one another. You can pray for self, but pray for the ones you know. Send prayers out to the ones you don't know. Because prayer helps. Prayer saves. Prayer is the most important thing we need in life to survive under the mighty, faithful Father and Son, Christ Lord Jesus and our Father God, who has our life in his hands and can bless us where no other can be blessed, to help us through our trials and tribulations. Lord, I need you. The world needs you. The people need you. And I'm praying for them. I'm praying that you help them. Although I might need help, but I know the world needs more help than I do. I'm not going to be selfish, although I want to. The devil help you to think that if it wasn't for him, what he can do, how much better he can make. But I do not need any damnation. I need the love, the peace, and the love and the peace and the hope and the life that my Father, God, has given us. And I pray that each and every one that's out here in this world understand we are here no matter what we're going through. God is they answer. And I want to thank you and thank you. Like I say, I can never, never thank you again, because yet I am here another day to learn and to worship, praise your name, and for you to show and help me learn more of how to go through my life to please and to get anointed and to praise and to love more of you. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back into your hands, Apostle Eli, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Well, many ministers, when they start off, they say, I won't be before you long. I'm not going to say that I won't be before you long. I'm going to say, I will finish when God has finished speaking through me, and I give them all the glory and all the praise for it. And prior to it, I just want to share these quick lyrics. I say yes
Lord, yes, to your will and to your way, I say yes. Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes. Lord, yes. You know, my sister Sylvia had shared a quick video of an excerpt from a movie called I'm a Get You Sucker. And in the movie, a man meets a woman, and she's oh so beautiful to him, and then getting ready to move to another phase with her, she talks to him about, you know, her being someone different than what he actually sees. So when she takes off of her wig, she takes off of her extra fake leg and things of that sort, he, in the movie, you know, gets up and run away. Well, I wanted to share that with you because it's really the foundation of a picture of what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you as well. And then I'm going to ask a question. 2 Peter 2:13-16, suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong. They count it a pleasure to revile in the daytime. They are stains, blemishes, reveling in their deception, reviling in their deception as they carouse with you, having eyes full of adultery that they never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children, forsaking the right way. They have gone astray, have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. 1 Corinthians 7:29-31. But this I say, brethren, the time has been shortened so that from now on those who have wives should be as though they have none, and those who weep as though they have not weep, and those who rejoice as though they have not rejoiced, and those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use the world as though they did not make full use of it, for the form of this world is passing away. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. 1 Corinthians 3:3. For you are still fleshly, for since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men? Romans 8:5. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Galatians 5:13. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. 2 Timothy 3:2-7. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unreconcilable, malicious gossipers, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Carnality, Romans 7:11-14. We're talking about carnality. We're talking about sin. We're talking about things, the evil, the indulgence of this flesh. For sin, taking an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, through it killed me. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Therefore did that which is good become a cause of death for me. May it never be. Rather, it was sin in order that it might be shown to be by infecting my death through that which is good, so that through the commandment, sin will become utterly sinful.
First Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 4, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual men, but as men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I give you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy, strife among you, are you not fleshly? Are you not walking like mere men? Romans 8, 6 through 7. For the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the Spirit is life and peace, because the mindset of flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And then these last scriptures that I'm going to share with you, Ephesians 6, 11 through 18, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take on to you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Saints, we're going to have to pray. Why did I share with you the carnality scriptures first, and then that which is of the Spirit? Let's talk about, there's plenty of things on the news and various things. People are talking about the things that happened with R. Kelly. They're talking about the things that happened with Bill Cosby. They're putting their mouths on the president, talking about he's this, he's that, and he didn't do this. When we need to get our mouths off the president in that way and put our mouths on him in a way that we're praying for him, because he showed us who he was before he got in office. But many of you did not believe what he showed you, so when you voted for him, you thought you were going to get something new. That's something that's a whole nother message. Talking about him and pray for him. Start speaking words of life about him, because the word of God tells us to pray for those that are above us, that are our leaders. Now, let's get into the real thing. Women and men. We're meeting men and women, and we're bringing them into our homes. We're bringing them around our families. We're, in some cases, having children with them. In some cases, we're marrying them. When, if we would have prayed and prayed according to the word, like I said, we'll put on the whole armor of God. We'll pray in the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God can help us to discern the spirit and the character of the people that we're meeting. Some people, but I met them in church. It doesn't matter. You're going to meet all types of people in church, people that are saved, people that are acting like they're saved, and people that are just there for some other reason, whether it's the check mark that they came or whatever. Do you know that people can say they take a shower and they go in and they spend the same amount of time in the shower as you did, except for you may use soap and water and all types of things to wash your body to make sure you're clean, and they could be in there doing all types of anything and never putting any soap to their body to take away the odors or to take away anything. And so then we're trying to figure out how someone can go and take a shower with the same water that you took a shower with, and they come out and they still don't smell right because they didn't use the things that were put in there for them to be cleansed of that filthiness, of that dirtiness. You may say, well, I went to, I washed my car. Well, what did you do to wash your car that your car is clean and shiny and the wheels are looking good? And this other person said they washed their car, but they just put water on it and a little of this and a little of that, but it doesn't look the same. Well, that's what's happening to us. we're inviting people into our homes. We're inviting people into our hearts. We're inviting people into our personal space and finding out that they are still caught up, tangled up, and tied up and being a pedophile. They're still caught up and tied up in perversion, whether it's addiction to pornography, or whether it's the perversion is where they'll sleep with your mother, your daughter, your sister, your brother. They'll sleep with your friends because of that version on them that they didn't give to God. They didn't put on the whole armor of God. So, yes, you may have met them in church. Yes, you may have met them and they seem nice, but they still have no problem with sleeping with your family members or trying to seduce your family members or talking to friends. When we were growing up, my sister Sylvia and I and a young lady we call Rennie Rose, she was like a sister to us. We all grew up. And it was this young man named Michael that knew we were all tight and that we were like family. And do you know, he tried to date each one of us. One of us, he got the phone number from. One of us, he gave the phone number to. The other one, you know, was like, tell me where you live at. And so once we found out this guy named Michael was trying to date all three of us, the one that he gave the address to, the phone number to address, however it was, we got him to meet at our house. And so the one person welcomed him in. And the other two of us came out. So then now he was busted because he had tried to date all of us thinking that he was slick, but he became exposed. He became caught in the very act of what he was trying to do. And so we weren't mean to him other than the fact that we all, you know, addressed it and we talked to him and then we just dismissed him and stuff like funny to us. I'm sure it wasn't funny to him, but because now he was exposed. Many of us have invited people into our lives, whether they're friends or families or friends of friends, and they've molested and raped and abused our children. They've slept with our sisters, you know, impregnated our cousins and things of that sort. And the reality of it is because some of us weren't praying. Some people are talking all of the things that R. Kelly did to this person or that person because stuff was done to him. But for any of us who are praying, not saying that we have to be perfect, but some of us already know that the person is perverted. Why? Because they were, when you got with them, they were with someone else, and they cheated on that other person while they were with you. So now you're trying to act like they changed. It's just like trying to act like the president isn't who he showed us he was. It's just like trying to act like you're not who you showed people you are. So, yes, some of us get delivered from the various things. Some of us were practices of whoredom and God delivered us. Some of us were liars, cheaters, or whatever, and God delivered us to the natural. Some of us wear makeup to cover the blemishes, the flaws in our faces. Some of us wear girdles and corsets and different things to handle our and cover our bulges and things where we're not as curved as we used to be or want to be. Some of us wear wigs because we have thinning hair or no hair or just because we want to have diversity and things of that stuff. These are things that we put on to make up for our flaws, to make up for the things that aren't perfect about us. Well, God has given us the ability to put on the whole armor of God so that we can take off carnality. We can take off perversion. We can take off gossiping. We can take off backbiting. We can take off jealousy. We can take off enviousness. We can take off these things. But some people are letting the enemy creep in. That's it tells us that even the very elect, the enemy, will try to deceive. But see, we have to pray. We have to pray in the Holy Ghost. We have to pray without ceasing. And when we do this, the Holy Ghost will help us to discern the very thing that is going to try to creep in to not to only to destroy us, but to destroy our loved ones. But see, some of us, the discernment, the Holy Ghost has already shown us these things, but we're trying to be ignorant of Satan's devices and act like we don't see it. Okay, someone was a cheater. They did this, they did that. And they've shown you who they are over and over and over again. They practice infidelity. They're abusive. They're all types of perversions on their life. They're a liar. They're a cheater. Those people have shown you over and over who they are, and yet you're going to still marry them, and yet you're going to still invite them into your home, and yet you're going to still keep going back to them like a dog does his vomit. And so you have these men and women that are saying that they're hurt by this person or hurt by that person. When they've shown you who they are, it's not them hurting you, it's you hurting yourself. Because after someone has shown you who they are, they've lied and lied and lied. Why do you still keep getting hurt by their lies? Because you're trying to act like they're not who they showed you they were. Why is it that, for instance, you may eat bacon, you may eat a type of dish that gives you a headache, that causes your pressure to rise, but yet you still eat it. So you can't act like you didn't know that these things cause that, or you can have irritable bowel syndrome, and when you eat a certain food, it causes your bowels to act up. Or you can have irritable bowel syndrome, and when you get worried and when you get upset, you have a type of bout. These are things that you already know will cause you a problem, but yet you don't turn away from it. We don't turn away from it. So it's not that we didn't know. It's not that we're ignorant, really. It's that we choose to have selective amnesia. See, amnesia is when you forget things. Selective amnesia is when you choose to forget it. Hallelujah. That's another word on another day. So some of us on today need to stop acting like that girl who showed you she sleeps around that you keep going back to. That girl who showed you she's not only a gold digger, she's going to keep taking stuff from you. She doesn't want you. She wants what you keep giving her, that she's breaking your heart. No, you're breaking your own heart. That guy who is he practices being an infidel. He practices lying and cheating, and yet you still keep acting like that person isn't that because you like what they're doing to you or for you. Oh, come on. That child that keeps doing the same thing over and over and over again, telling you they're not going to do it again, and you still keep buying them telephones. You still keep buying them cars. You still keep giving them this lucrative living and all of these great things to yourself when you keep telling somebody, oh, they're going to change. They're getting better. Why? What's going to cause them to get better when you keep rewarding that negative, that evil behavior? When we put on the whole armor of God, what we're saying is, God, I've decided that I'm going to put on this helmet. Why am I going to put on this helmet? Because I want to exchange my stinking thinking for the word of God that tells me to take on the helmet of salvation. And I'm going to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, because I'm going to meditate on the word of God day and night so that I, if I'm that person that needs to get rid of that behavior, that thing that's trying to separate me from the love of God, that's trying to separate me from living eternally with God, that wants to separate me from my destiny and my purpose on this side of heaven, I'm going to put on this whole armor of God. Because when I put the word of God in my mouth, when I put the word of God in my mind, in my heart, and everything that I do, I pray the word, I speak the word, I stand on the word of God, then those words, those things that would try to cause me to think I should walk in insecurity or to walk in doubt, to walk in condemnation, will be replaced with the word of God that says that I am his handiwork, that says that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, the word that reminds me that I can seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. What are those additions? The peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy unspeakable, the word of God that reminds me that, yeah, the word and the weapon may be formed, but it's not going to prosper. Yeah, that it might be coming in like a flood, but the God is going to lift up us. And when I have faith in God, those fiery darts that come my way won't be able to get past the shield. Oh, I've girded up myself with truth. I have on a breastplate of righteousness, so that when that stinking thinking, when those evil ways try to come back to my way, I'll say, Not only does the word of God say that I'm to be holy, for I am the temple of his Holy Ghost. I am the temple of his word. I can't do that. I am a son and a daughter of the Most High God. I have been engrafted. I have been adopted back into the place of reconciliation through Jesus Christ, that I can't go back to that place again. I can't return to the vomit like a dog and try to eat that which is not to be eaten, because I shouldn't be eating vomit, because I'm sitting at the table that has been prepared before me in the presence of my enemies. I'm eating those things that are fruitful. I'm eating those things that bring multiplication of the goodness of God and the righteousness of God in my life. I've taken off wrong thinking of being jealous of that person, envious of that person, insecure. I've taken it off. I've taken off thinking that I need to be with this person and that person and that person, because if God has called me to that which I'm to be single, I'm to be single. If God has called me to that which I'm to marry, then I'm to marry. If I'm to be celibate, I'm to be celibate. But if I'm to be married and to be fruitful, I'm to be that too. Many of us have to be honest with ourselves and saying that sometimes we want to pick out what we want to pick out in the word of God instead of eating the whole roll. God tells us to eat the whole roll. So when the word of God says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, I can't just pick out the certain ones in that particular verse that I want to deal with, but I have to eat that whole verse. When God said to put on the whole armor of God, I just can't pick the parts that I want to wear. I'll take the breastplate. I'll take the helmet. But no, I'm not going to deal with the shield. No, you have to put on the whole armor of God. You can't just wear certain pieces, because when you wear certain pieces, you leave too much exposed. Because if you wear everything and you don't put on the helmet, then your mind can be corrupted by the various thinking that the enemy will try to bring your way to make you think that certain things are okay that are not. You cannot save him or her. You cannot save yourself. So if someone is just drenched and decided that they want to walk in a type of evilness, and they want to walk in a type of perversion, and they want to talk this way and talk that way, you cannot save them. God can save them. When they make up their mind to take off that evil, to take off that sin that so easily beset them, when they take off the cares of the world, when they take off all manner of wickedness, when they decide, God, I not only want to take it off, I know that I can't take it off within myself, but I have to meditate on your word day and night. I have to worship you, for they that worship you must worship you in spirit and truth. I have to come before you, God, and lay all of my cares on the altar. God, I have to bring everything to you. I have to patiently wait on you, God. I know that everything that I want, in order for me to wear this whole armor of God and to keep it on, that I've got to have my helmet of salvation on. I know that when the fiery darts come my way, I have to have the shield of faith. I have to have faith in you. I have to trust in you, knowing that you are a strong deliverer. God, I have to know that your word reminds me that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I have to know that, God, you are my refuge and my fortress. I have to know that many may fall to my right hand or to my left hand, but it won't come nigh me. Why, God? Because you've put your angels encamped all around me to cover me. So, God, teach us how to stop letting in people that are practicing pedophilia into our homes around our children and our nieces and our nephews and our great nieces and our nephews. Teach us, God, how to stay man or woman into our home that we know will sleep with everybody in our family and our loved ones, and then have the nerve to get mad at them and want to fight them when you invited that person into your home thinking that you were so this and that, Miss Diva or Mr. Whatever, thinking that you the black chocolate or whatever, the white chocolate, the tan chocolate, the yellow chocolate, the red chocolate, whatever you are, thinking that you're all of that in a bag of chips, when only God is our strong deliverer. God will deliver those that want to be delivered. God will set us free when we want to be set free. So many people are receiving these private emails and these private texts from people that are out of the will of God. And God allowed me to put on Facebook this week that if you keep it up, I'm going to expose you. Why? Because something had to happen for the people that have all of these years been going through these various attacks from these political people that have been in office that have not been exposed, from the various musical artists that have been doing these things for years and are finally getting exposed. There are people that have not been exposed for the evil that they've been doing. They're still covered. Whether it's things that they've been doing for espionage and things of that sort. Well, this is truly the year of being exposed. Some of us are going to be exposed to things of positive, such as creativity, innovation, wealth, so that we can be given the seed. Because it's going to be sown in us so then we can sow it into others. Some of us are going to be used by God because we were kept in the background for so long. Some of us that people thought they were getting over on and they were being disrespectful to and doing this or that for that person, God is going to elevate us in this year. He's going to expose us in a positive way, but there are some that are going to be exposed in the other way. Submit yourself to God. Repent. Again, I say repent. Get it right so that God doesn't have to embarrass you and shame you. In my life, in the past, I've done some things that God had to expose me. He had to just put me out there because he had told me to stop. He gave me that warning over and over again, but I just kept doing it. I beg of you on today, hear this message and this warning from the Lord. Take off enviousness. Take off jealousy. Take off insecurity. Take off perversion. Take off adultery and infidelity. Take off every sin that was so easily beset you. Take it off and allow God to teach you and to clothe you with his old armor of God so that when those things try to come back your way, the helmet of God is covering your mind and your heart. The sword is there for you to say, but the word of God says. The shield is there to block all of the fiery darts of the wickedness that would try to come your way. Your feet are shrouded with the gospel of peace. You've been girded with your loins of truth from God. God has given you a breastplate of righteousness. God has given you the whole armor of God to withstand the evil day and those things that would try to stand against you. He's already told you that he will protect you because he said that he that dwelleth in the secret, ask God to help you to dwell in that secret place. Ask God to take you to that place that says you will seek him while he can be found. You will seek him early. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I beseech you, my brothers and my sisters, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So stop covering it up with the makeup. Stop covering it up. God can take those blemishes and wipe them away. God can take that thing that is trying to bulge over. He can help you do the things to get yourself in shape so that the girdle, the corset, those different things, you won't need them anymore. I'm not saying that those things are a sin because I wear them too.
But I'm talking about something in the natural and the supernatural. I'm talking about the makeup that the fake, the facades we're putting on for these men and women to gain access to their hearts and their minds and their families for the evil one to come in and to wreak havoc into the hearts and the minds of people. Do you understand what the people go through? Being a person that, my own testimony, that was touched inappropriately and had things done to me by loved ones that I trusted, and to know that God had to teach me how to love them, and how God had to teach me how to forgive them, and God had to teach me how to be able to be in a relationship with someone else and not be all guarded up, not because he was protecting me, but guarded up because of the past. To see my loved ones who've been molested and raped and all types of evil things done to them, beaten, child abuse, just different things, mind abuse, verbal abuse, drugs, to see the impacts of those things, but also to see how God has cleansed them, how God has delivered them, and how they're able to do great things for God. If you have not heard anything else on today, I pray that you've heard the word of God that's telling you to put on the whole armor of God and to take off those things that the world would try to cause you to wear. Because the reality is all into these few statements. Who are you? Who is he? Who is she really? Let's let God transform us into his image, both naturally and spiritually. So be blessed on today and walk in the love of God and know that God has got you. The government shutdown ain't got you. The promises and wisdoms and schisms of this world ain't got you. But God got you. In Jesus' name it is so. And so it is. This is the year of favor in every area of your life. And who is it coming from? The favor of God. Minister Sheila, that's all I have.
I want to thank you and thank you and thank you for the beautiful words, beautiful truth, and to give us knowledge and to help us to understand that we do need help and we need to help each other. And we need to learn not only ourselves, but the people that are among us, even our families. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for the words. And I ask that the Lord bless us all and to bless and to help us pray for our president, that he will lift this shutdown and give the people back their rightfulness. Get them back their income that they need to survive and to help them through this while it lasts and to give them encouragement and send them help. I know we all need it, but some need more help than us. And I just want to thank you and I want to ask you to tune in again for each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to Let's Talk with Prophet-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and also Minister Brandon Kaiser, and to listen in on Monday night to Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser, again with Iron Sharpening Iron, and also on Friday nights with Elder Kathy Kendall, with God Stills Hill, at, I think, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I thank each and every one of us for listening in, tuning in, And I hope and I pray that you all pray for each other, pray for yourself and among this world, that we all need the help of prayer. We all need the help of each other, but we all mostly need our help, truth, and tries to believe and try harder to understand and to believe. Without God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we would not be. No matter what we're going through, put it in our Father and Son's hands. Put it in God's, in Jesus' name. And ask and pray to show you, to show each other, help show us all how to get through it. Show us how to deal with it. Show us how to work it, that it may and will benefit each and every one of us, and to remove the hatred, and to remove, to send the guardian angels, to remove all these demons, devilish, hateful, honorary people that think being mean, hurting, and taking from others is a game. It's fun to them to hurt others, to just send their life into damnation that they think is life. We ask you to cover us all, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And may God have mercy on all of us and lead us into the rightful way to understand and to learn and to love each other. Back to you, Apostle Alexis, Dr. Cecilia Geiser.
Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for everything that has been said today, that it will glorify you. We thank you for the many blessings that you have poured upon us, God, and that we will be a blessing to others. We thank you for the many doors that you have opened and the many doors that you have shut. For the doors that have been opened, no man can shut. And for the doors that have been shut, no man can open. God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We ask you, God, that we would live a life that causes you to be glorified. We thank you that our enemies have been made our footstools and that we give you the glory for it. We thank you that the enemies are already seated at the table and that we give you glory for it. We thank you, God, that you've healed us and you've made us whole, and we give you glory for it. We thank you. We pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas. We pray for Minister Sheila. We pray for Minister Sylvia and all of their families. God, we pray for Minister Brandon and his family. God, we pray for our loved ones. We pray for our supervisors and the people that work with us and for us. God, we pray for our president, God. We ask you to save him, to fill him with your Holy Ghost. We ask you, God, to give him godly counsel all around him. We ask you, God, that he will do the things that you have destined and purposed for him to do, whether we understand it or not. God, we know that everyone has a purpose just like Judas had a purpose. We know that everyone has a purpose just like Paul and Peter had a purpose. God, we thank you that everyone has a purpose just like Elijah and Elijah had. We thank you that everyone has a purpose just like Moses, Caleb, and Joshua did. God, help us to fulfill our purpose and our destiny and give you all the glory for it. We thank you for the many, many blessings once again that you've bestowed upon us. We thank you for the angels of protection that are encamped all around us. Have your way on today. Have your way on tomorrow with iron sharpening iron. Have your way through even Elder Kendall's ministry. Have your way through everyone that is a part of this ministry, as Minister Sheila has already prayed for Apostle Sandra Thomas, Prophet Antoine, Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia, Dr. Serena Wright. God, even bless Pastor Servant Troy and his children and his children's children. God, we thank you for everyone in our lives and that you bless them and cause them to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So until tomorrow, it is so, and so it is.